We're going to be talking about prayer in this lesson. The question we're going to answer is, how should we pray? My name is Garland Robinson. In Luke chapter 11, in verse 1, we read, "And it came to pass that as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Well, here Jesus used the opportunity to teach the disciples to pray. You know, all that we know about prayer is found in the Bible. It doesn't come from practice. It didn't come from intuition. It comes from the Word of God. The Bible tells us how to pray and when to pray and what to pray and so on. And so we're going to be looking at some of these items in this lesson today. Number one, our prayers should be addressed to God the Father. In Luke 11, verse 2, Jesus said, "When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven." The same thing is mentioned in Matthew 6 and verse 9. Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So the practice of Jesus was to pray unto God the Father. In John 17 and verse 1, these words spake Jesus, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father." In John 17:11, "Holy Father." John 17:25, "Righteous Father." Here Jesus himself prayed, "Our Father." And he taught the disciples to pray, "Our Father." We're not taught to address our prayers to Jesus, the Son. In John 16:23, Jesus said, "In that day," speaking of the Christian age, "ye shall ask me nothing. That verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." So, number one, our prayers are addressed to God the Father. Number two, our prayers should be in the name of Jesus Christ. John 14:13, "And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." In John 15:16, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name." So we certainly do not pray in the name of Mohammed. We don't pray in the name of Mary or the Pope or in any other. But we pray to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, we pray sincerely. That is, with a proper motive. In Matthew chapter 6, about verses 5 through 15, we here read of the fact that when one prays, it is not to be seen of men, but rather we need to be praying with the right motive. We find and read about two men in the Scriptures. The Lord condemned the one and blessed the other. He talked about the one, the man who said and stood and prayed thus with himself, and sometimes out loud, "Oh, Father, I thank thee that I'm not like this or that." Very arrogant. But the other hand, we read about a man in that same setting that would not lift up his eyes so much to heaven, but beat upon his breast and said, "Father, forgive me, I'm a sinner." We are not to pray with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart, Ephesians 6 and verse 6. Therefore, our prayers are with the proper motive. They're in humility. James chapter 4 and verse 6 says, "Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble." James 4:10, we're to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, that he might lift us up. Then we understand that when we pray, we are to be obedient to God's will. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Friend, it's not appropriate nor right to pray and then not perform, to pray and not obey. But we only are able to pray and know those prayers are heard and answered when we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And the only way we know that is by reading and studying the Scripture to know what God's will is. In Psalm 34, verse 17, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 24, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So we're not only to hear the words of the Lord, but to do them as well. Then when we pray, we must have a forgiving spirit. In Mark 11, verse 25, the Lord said, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. We're told to pray in Matthew 6, and verse 12 and 14, 15, that we are to forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So when we pray, we're to pray according to God's will also. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. When Jesus prayed concerning the beginning of the church and it coming into the world, He prayed in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10, and the model prayer, teaching His disciples to pray this, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, we can't pray that statement today because the kingdom has already come. At the time it was made here, it had not come, and so He taught His disciples to pray for it to come. But the kingdom is the church. The church is the kingdom. And that was established upon the first Pentecost after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we read about it in Acts chapter 2. And then when we pray, we need to make sure that we do not use vain repetitions. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7 we read, But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. The word vain means empty or devoid of real value, means useless or worthless. And we can get into that habit sometimes by using words or phrases that we've heard before and we repeat them, but there's no real meaning, no emphasis there. There's nothing wrong with praying the same thing again and again, as long as we do so humbly, as long as we do so faithfully, as long as we mean what we say. But to just to go through a ritual or a formula and repeat things, that makes it a vain repetition. In Mark chapter 12, in verses 38 to 40, And He said unto them in His doctrine, Beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. Here He's talking about individuals lifted with pride and arrogance. He's talking about those who are doing what they do for show. Well, we're not to do anything for show, but we are to pray and be sincere and honest in our prayers. When we pray, we're not to ask for things that we may use or things that we might be selfish in the process. Our attitude and purpose is very important when we pray. Jesus said in James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. So we're not to ask amiss. We're not to ask selfishly just for something we desire. In Psalm 66, verse 18, we read, If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. In Proverbs 1:28, Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Here that involves again a right motive and a sincere heart. Then we're to pray in reverence. We're never to be flippant or frivolous when we pray, but we're to be respectful and holy. in Matthew 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're to do so bowing our heads in submission. Our very lives are in accordance with the will of God, and we throw our dependence upon Him. In Psalm 57, verse 5, Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. In Psalm 89, verse 7, we read, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. So we're to be quite respectful and reverent when we pray. We're to pray in faith. In James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. For we know from Hebrews 11 in verse 6, Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So friend, when we pray, we need to trust God. Have faith in the Lord. When we pray, it ought to be regular. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, Pray without ceasing. Romans 12:12, Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Ephesians 6:18, Praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we need to pray regularly, not just now, then maybe once next week or once next month. We're not to pray as an emergency. We don't pray just when we're in trouble or when we're scared, but we pray regularly as God would have us to. And when we pray, we need to pray having an upright life, a righteous life. Our lives need to be in harmony with the Lord's will. In Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4, Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. In Psalm 18:20, The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath He recompensed me. Friend, these are some thoughts and ideas concerning prayer that come from the Bible. Our prayers are to be addressed to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. It is to be with humility and the proper motive. We pray having a forgiving spirit, one that's obedient to God's will. We pray in respect and reverence. We pray regularly with a righteous life and not using vain repetitions that we might consume it upon our own selves. My name is Garland Robinson.